joining us on the AdventureAutoGroup.com hotline, as he does very frequently here on Baskin and Phelps. He's Kenny Rota with the Rota Report. What's up, Kenny?
Are we finally going to know what the hell is happening with Josh Gordon? I mean, I don't know. Maybe because it's taking this long, Jeff, maybe that's a good sign for the Browns and Josh Gordon because of all the so-called legal ramifications that are involved with all of this. But this just needs to end one way or the other so this team can prepare for its season with or without him.
Kenny, I couldn't agree with you more. And I also think that the longer it takes, the better it is for the Browns.
Let's hope so, Jeff.
I can't imagine, and the NFL can do anything it wants. We all know that. I can't imagine them this severely screwing over one of their own teams. I find it hard to believe.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that.
Well, that's what it would be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've let it go this long, Kenny. If you knew you had the guy and you knew he was done, then you suspend him in June, right?
Yeah, but again, the legal, I mean, maybe they're worried about a lawsuit because, and Drew Rosenhaus is his agent, right? So, you know, Drew's going to, you know, leave no stone unturned and do whatever he can. It's what he does, and it's why so many top-flight players sign with him because he cleans up their messes and gets them the best deal with the team and maybe with the commissioner, Roger Goodell. So maybe that's why we're waiting this long. Maybe Drew can be Houdini once again and work his magic because last year, remember, he got it reduced. So I'll be surprised, guys, by it lasting this long if it's for a full 16 games. I really will. I'm hearing rumblings. It could be one of those 10-game suspensions, which is reduced to 8, but he's fined, you know, for 2 more games or what. So who knows at this point? Let's just get it over and done with, and that way Josh can focus on what he needs to focus on the football field as well as off the football field.
Yeah, do you think the DUI plays into this at all?
I don't know if they're treating them that and the drug test for the so-called secondhand marijuana smoke as one case or if they're two separate cases, and maybe that's another reason why it's taking. I'll be curious to hear when it finally does come down, if that is today, what the NFL has to say about this, if they treated it all as one or if they just handle the marijuana charge this time, and then we'll have to wait up until next year maybe for the DUI charge. I don't know, guys. It's just, I mean, the NFL, like you said, they can do whatever they want, and they usually do.
Well, I just, it's like Jeff said, at this point, they're abusing one of their members of their league, and I'm talking about the Browns, and it has nothing to do with Josh. And I keep making this analogy. It's like a famous fast food franchise saying, you know what, I think we're going to take fries away from you for a while, and we'll let you know when we're going to give them back to you. Because that's kind of the way it feels. And it's, you know, look, the Browns and the NFL should be one on this thing. And the Browns deserve, and I think they're owed an answer, at least at this point. It's ridiculous.
But here's the problem with all of it, guys. Josh Gordon's at fault, okay?
Right. And
that's,
I agree,
the bottom line. The reason we're in this situation, why everybody is waiting, is because of his stupidity. Let's just call it like it is. It's stupid on his part, knowing where he's at in the NFL with the substance abuse policy and everything like that, to even be around people that are smoking marijuana, to even potentially get that secondhand smoke. And he had the speeding ticket. The guy that was in the car with him took responsibility for the marijuana that was in that car. Okay, do we believe that? You make up your own mind on that. I don't. And this time he's saying he was somewhere where there was secondhand smoke. He's stupid to even be around these people knowing what it could cost him. So while, yes, they're holding the Browns and Josh Gordon hostage, none of this happens if he's not stupid.
Well, Kenny, I received an email from a buddy, Mark, who sends me some good stuff all the time. And as Mark said, it's commendable that Andy and I are thinking it would be good for him to be around the team and help him out and everything else. But Mark points out, is what you just said, Kenny, it's completely on Josh. I mean, he must have a huge problem or no common sense if he knows that an entire NFL career could be dangling in front of him. And that means fame and fortune, as we all know, and he lets it slide by putting himself in bad situations. I mean, there's an issue there or a complete lack of caring about an issue.
And Andy, I don't know if you remember, but when I came on your Sunday night show on TV right near the draft and you asked me who I thought the Browns should take, I said Sammy Watkins, and one of the reasons I gave you was because I was concerned about Josh Gordon away from the football field, that something could happen and they'd be without a receiver. And that's what we're looking at here, and that's why I thought they should have taken Sammy Watkins there at number four, because when the football season is in full swing, you don't have to worry about Josh Gordon, right? He's got that strict regimen, that everyday routine that he's got to go through, and they control what he's doing. It's when he's away from the football field and the season's over where he runs into problems year after year after year, and if the Browns are going to invest in him and keep him, they need to set something up during the off season to keep an eye on him.
Kenny Rota is joining us on the AdventureAutoGroup.com hotline with the Rota Report. All right, let's talk about something good. Let's talk about the Cavaliers. Yesterday, your impressions of Kevin Love and how sweet it is to see him in a Cavaliers jersey.
Yeah, officially, right? Now,
yes.
Kyrie and LeBron and Kevin Love, they can talk freely amongst themselves and in public, and they can work out together where that doesn't go against the NBA rules and everything like that. So it was good to see. And I just wrote a blog up on KennyRota.com, just posted it right now. The future sounds good for the Cavs. That's the title, because LeBron has said he's not going anywhere, right? Kevin Love yesterday, and I like hearing this, he came out yesterday and said pretty much the same thing, that he intends on spending his future here with the Cavaliers. So it sounds good. Now, there are skeptics out there who won't believe it until they actually sign those max contract extensions. But right now it sounds good, and I don't know about you guys, but having been at the LeBron homecoming press conference and then watching it yesterday as I was doing All Bets Are Off on Sports Time Ohio, I didn't get the feeling that we were being bamboozled by either one of them. I get the feeling that because of the amount of money they can make and the team that is constructed and has been put together now, and I heard your interview with Griff by the Cavs general manager, it would be crazy for either one of them to go somewhere else because of the amount of dollars they can make and the opportunity to win here in Cleveland.
Kenny, Kevin Love's been in a vast wasteland of NBA basketball. And even though I like Minnesota and Minneapolis, they've not won. He might be the most unknown superstar in the NBA. This is an opportunity for him, and you hate to say things like this, this is for him to create his brand, you know? I mean, nobody outside of good NBA fans, really, yeah, they don't know who Kevin Love is.
Yeah, and when they see the Uncle Drew commercials, they probably don't even know that that's Kevin Love. Right?
Exactly,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's Kyrie Irving, unless you're a UCLA fan or a Minnesota fan. So,
right.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for him to establish himself even more. The NBA knows who he is.
He's you bet.
Two-time All-NBA second-teamer, so they know who he is. Now, obviously, Glenn Taylor doesn't think much of him, but then again, I go back to what Dan Gilbert, you know, in the letter that he put out after LeBron left. I wasn't surprised that Glenn Taylor came out and said some negative things about him today, and I guess Kevin addressed that on one of the morning national radio shows and everything like that, saying he should worry about the guys he has and not about me. I'm in Cleveland now. So, yeah, an opportunity for him along with LeBron and Kyrie to really create a buzz about the NBA's new big three. I go back to what I said yesterday on the TV show, and that is I think this big three compares favorably in its infant stages with Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, and Tim Duncan, and here's why. Point guard, Kyrie and Parker, right? Yeah, the power forwards in Tim Duncan and in Kevin Love, and you give an edge to LeBron over Manu Ginobili, but they're both the wing players, so that's who I would compare it to, and let's hope that they get similar results to what those guys have been able to do in San Antonio.